Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch for Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me as usual is Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi.
You look so beautiful.
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on with you, baby?
Not much. I'm like feeling very happy because I was very, very happy with last night's Real Housewives of New York episode. I'll get into that in a moment. But first and foremost, this is a Crappins on Demand show. So if you want to watch the podcast, not just listen, but you can watch us. You can see when my face goes like this or like this. That's a special thing for people who watch, okay? For people who listen, they don't know what I just did. So go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins and you can sign up for Crappins on Demand, which also gives you access to our wonderful Discord server. Hi, Discord peeps. Oh, there's going to be a live chat along with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere tonight on our Discord. And then also the bonus episodes. So, and the bonus episode this week was Top Chef. Did you mean to have the show on the bonus episode? Yes, we did, because we're overloaded with content right now. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that we just had to shuffle things around. So Top Chef is there. And by the way, I hope you didn't miss it. We had a super fun crossover episode with the ladies of Morbid. Morbid is the number four podcast in the world. So we were very excited to have them on our show. And hopefully we're going to be doing some more content with them. But hope you didn't miss that. We talked in depth about the mystery surrounding one of Kim Richards' fiancés. So that is the story. Ronnie.
Ah.
Are you excited to talk, Ronnie?
I sure am. I sure am, Ben.
Did you enjoy last night's episode?
I did. I was cracking up. I was like, you know, even a slow season just cracks me the hell up. And I watched it this morning. And normally I watch it the night of while it's going on. And so I had read some of the threads going on about it last night. And there were a lot of threads like, oh my God, I'm really, at this point, I'm just worried for Sonia. Like, it's not even fun for me. I worry when I watch. What the fuck show have you all been watching?
I know. It's been like 8 years of this.
You should be worried, okay? It's like every time you see that gif of that smoking baby. You know the one, the baby that's like laughing and chain smoking?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you should be very scared for that baby. He's smoking, but it's still hilarious, and I'll share it as much as I can, you know?
Exactly. Before, I also watched it this morning. And by the way, for the Crappins on Demand people, sorry if I'm not making good eye contact today. I'm sitting at my desk today, which means my angles are all messed up. So I'm sorry, my eye lines. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just looking at my...
I told you, standing is bad for you.
I'm just looking at my notes.
Standing is terrible for you. Also, I just have to thank the elephant group that I follow on Facebook. I follow this group because it's like the happiest group I've ever seen. It's just elephants and like baby elephants. I'm like, look, it's a baby elephant climbing over a fence. So thank you. I love that group. But an elephant giving birth. Okay, look, birth is beautiful. I get it. I don't need to see it while I'm eating lunch. I was sitting there trying to eat a damn Weight Watchers meal. Do you know how good those are to begin with? Not. Yeah. They're not good, okay? There's about this much food I get in there to enjoy. And I'm scrolling through, happily looking at babies, and then this elephant squats and just like explodes out an elephant baby. Okay? Yeah. I did not need that during lunch. Put a content warning on that shit.
Yeah. Also, don't need it in the middle of City Slickers. I don't need to be watching like a very funny movie with Billy Crystal, and then all of a sudden I've got to watch him pull out a calf. Like, I don't need that. Okay.
I actually don't think
that birth is beautiful. Okay. It's a very biological thing.
It's literally ugly.
Like, yeah. I think the act of having a baby, bringing a new life into this world, that's beautiful. But yeah, physically giving birth is not beautiful to me. And I've seen pictures, I've seen video, I've seen babies, I've seen animals. It's never been beautiful Sorry.
I mean, it's just not. Look, it can be beautiful. I'm not saying it's like not beautiful in general. Just warn me. Warn me about the show I'm about to see. You know what I mean? You can't be like, oh, I'm going to put on some cartoon. And then it's like a birth, like a live birth.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, elephants kind of are like Sonia when they're born. They just kind of splat out into the world and they don't really, they just kind of like roll on their back for a while, trying to find their footing. And then boom, it's like they're walking and drinking.
And then they're screaming about Wells Fargo, you know? I watched it this morning, and before I had started up, I was just looking on social media, and someone was like, Real Housewives of New York is just fundamentally broken. And I was like, oh, shit. Is it another bad episode? Because, I mean, let's be honest. The first two episodes were very slow, and we were very concerned. And then I watched this episode, and I'm like, this was hilarious.
Yeah,
the entire hour was hilarious. It just goes to show that no, this show is not broken. They were just kind of like, I think they were just kind of getting their sea legs and trying to figure out, you know, like the new normal. And you know, someone on Twitter, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, had a very,
now the new normal is broken.
New normal is
sorry.
Broken.
Yeah.
Well, so someone on Twitter had a very valid comment. He said that their storylines have no substance. And like, I get that. But I also feel that...
What is this, Anna Karenina?
But I also feel like for all these shows that have been filming during coronavirus, it's been hard because everyone's been cloistered away. So, you know, these shows need to kind of force everyone together so that way they can start popping off of each other and then the storylines build from there. So I'm okay with that for now. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like we saw in Atlanta, it didn't really quite work as well, but New Jersey it did. But either way, this is me just pontificating to say that if you're hating on New York, like take a breath and then just like realize it was hilarious last night. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was really good. So we start after the day of Burning Man. And Sonia and Ramona are in bed, and Ramona does this thing when she wakes up where she just like kind of squints her eyes and stares at the wall and blinks a lot, like she's not really sure where she is or what's happening. And she does it for a solid half an hour in bed.
She's just like, yeah,
what?
Blink, blink. She does it very intensely. And Coco and Marley are both in the bed with, because it's Sonia and Ramona in the same bed, and then Coco and Marley are in there too. And Sonia's like, Coco, Coco. Coco. And Ramona goes, you know what? She's in a deep sleep. Okay. Leave her alone. She's in a deep sleep. And then it's basically like, is she alive? And yeah. Sonia asks what everyone's wondering. Is Coco even
Sonia
alive?
Sonia, used to waking up next to her husband for 8 years, is like, is he alive? Check his breath.
Check
mirror.
It. A mirror Coco's under alive. Coco's face.
Yeah, she's like, well, my dog's alive, so that's good. So then we go over to Luann, and who's coming into Tinsley's room. And Leah's room. Sorry, these blonde girls. Leah's room. She's like trying to tame her hair from last night. Hello. Oh, this is Ebony trying to make coffee. See, these are Real Housewives plots. Ebony's trying to make a Keurig, and I got it confused with the scene where Luann needed to borrow a nail file. Don't tell me there's no plot lines on this show.
Don't tell me.
I'm already confused.
So Ebony is trying to work a Keurig. She's just alone in the kitchen. And then Ramona and Sonia are talking about like the healing session that they had last night. And Sonia was very impressed with how Ebony trusted the guru. And, you know, they just start talking about how Ebony, like, they were surprised to hear that Ebony only has her mom and her grandma, and her grandma is sick right now and everything. So they just start talking about that.
And Sonia's like, yeah, you know, I mean, we've known Leah for a while now, but that was huge that Ebony shared with us, and there was no one there to hold her hand because we were interrupted. Mm-hmm. And they both talk about how excited they are for Ebony to open up, which is so weird. And Sonia's just like babbling, and Ramona's doing her stare at the wall thing like, what?
Did I even wake
to deserve this? So then Ebony is... hugging Lou because Lou has found a nail file. Okay. They're sisters now.
Ebony, do you have a nail file? My nail is catching on everything. Wow, my nail is catching on so many things. You would have thought it was my cabaret show because I'm catching on, baby.
It's almost like my nail is a new single. So she goes in and they're like, oh my God, a nail file. Let's hug about it. So Luann's like, well, are you okay? You did the Irish goodbye. With this small group, that's not a good idea.
And Sonia is saying how she thinks that she hopes that Ebony feels comfortable. And Ramona's, you know what? She's the new person in the group. Okay. Maybe she feels like the odd man. I mean, the odd woman. I mean, what is it? Cancel culture. Okay. Cancel culture.
My God. Maybe they're out. Maybe she's the odd day out. Okay.
And Luann's like, well, Ebony, did you have fun? She goes, I did. Well, there were some parts of the day that were a lot for me. And she's like, just Luann filing.
Oh, Luann, like, it's almost like find your nail file like me. Oh God, we get along so well.
Luann's on stage the way she nail files. You know, it's like this tiny little nail file. She's doing her tiny nail, and she's, you know, in the background in Oklahoma, like, oh, really, girl? Tell me about it.
I know. Settle down, Joanna Gleason. So then Ebony is just saying, like, well, you know, that, you know, it's very hard doing Ebony and Luann because they both have deep voices.
Ebony does have a lot of Luann, yeah.
Yeah.
She has a lot of Luann.
But I feel like Luann is down here, and Ebony is down here. It's like a weird, like, Luann is, like, full... Like, your entire chest cavity has to be engaged, right?
So, well, they're like a decade and a half of, you know, cartons of cigarettes apart from each other.
Yes. So, Ebony is like, well, Michelle, the waitress, and then it cuts and then it cuts to Michelle and says, hospitality director. So I love that, like, even though a thread in this episode is about respecting people who work for you, I still like that Ebony still undercuts Michelle's title. Hospitality yeah. director to waitress. Do yeah. you know that waitress? Like, you know that bus girl who was around?
You know Michelle, the waitress.
No.
You know, the plating. The lady who did the plating.
Well, I'm only eating finger foods. I haven't even seen a plate.
The lady who was helping us. The stage manager. They don't like you to look them in the eye.
Okay. There's the a lady with the blonde black. They're supposed to hide into the shadows. And I try not to look at anyone who's not a principal. You know what I'm saying?
The lady with the blonde bob? No. Well, Ramona kept getting her name wrong and calling her the help. Well, that's just part of the package with Ramona. Okay? That's just who Ramona is. Which is kind of true. And then we get a golden clip package of Ramona just bossing around the help everywhere they are at yeah. all times, you know?
Well, I need someone to help me unpack, okay? You want like someone to do this? Let's just... don't want to do it, guy.
Look at all these servants, okay? Wow, can you help me? Hey, servants, can you help me unpack? Okay, what's your name? Okay, Tej, what?
Bridie, this is Bridie, okay? And one time, were you abused?
My name is Birdie.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, okay?
Or maybe it's the other way around. So Nick cuts back and Luann's like, well, we all have our faults. And Ramona has more than usual, am I right? Oh, God, I love this file. Just a natural file over here.
We all have our faults, but I'll tell you what's not one of my faults. Jagged fingernails, am I right? Filing away.
So, and Ebony's like, look, I get it. I don't want to beat up on her. Okay, look, let me tell you why it bothered me. My grandmother worked all her life as a domestic for white families, mostly, and she ran the house. But, you know, it was just seen as the help. And, I mean, look, at least Michelle's white, though, because if she was black, I would have gotten mad and gone home.
Who's that?
Who's Michelle? So you said, so your grandmother worked all her life on what? Like a domestic airline? Is that what that means? I mean, I only fly international. That's what cabaret stars do. She's like, Luann.
So yeah. She's like, well, I don't think it was a racial thing, Ebony. And she goes, well, I know, but it's the terminology and you're seeing someone as less than. And she's like, look, I'm not going to come for Ramona. I'm in her home. I want to enjoy these women, but, you know, I need to explain exactly what's going on. And Luann's like, well, you know, she's not eloquent like you.
Exactly.
Use small words. Okay.
She's not as eloquent as you, Ebony. I mean, to be fair, she's not as eloquent as a cactus. So, I mean, flashcards, maybe.
You might want to have a maid warn her what you're going to talk about first. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
So now they start dressing up because they're going to go to a winery. And so Leah enters Ramona's room. And Leah's wearing this like kind of like striped, tattered, animal printy kind of thing. And so Ramona's like, whoa. What the heck, Leah? Oh my God. And she goes, you like it? I'm not sure, honestly, okay? She's like, well, you're looking at me like I'm crazy and you're wearing heels and fur. Faux fur. This is faux fur, okay? Don't want to be cancel clause, okay? No cancel clause, faux fur.
And suddenly just goes, I'm from Mars and you're from Venus.
Sonia is at the. Sonia spends the first half of this episode just doing her typical thing of just adding random phrases in the background that you don't even notice are being said until you actually like stop and be like, did someone just say, did Sonia just say, I'm from Mars and you're from Venus right now? She always has that, yeah, that like, running what? Commentary in the background.
Yeah, that makes no sense. And Ramona's like, we're not going on safari, okay? You know what? Could you put on a white t-shirt? Oh, you know what? A black t-shirt? Could you put on a black t-shirt? She's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you were the headmistress. Leah, Ramona is not anybody to talk about fashion. I get it. But Starlight Express ended in the 80s, okay? Why are you dressed like a broken down train? You look crazy.
Okay? Yeah. You know what? You know what? I'm not the headmistress. I'm the fashion police, okay? It's too much print. It's making me dizzy. Whoa. This reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl, I went on a school trip to the newspaper, and I was like, whoa, there's so much print happening here. I can't focus. And Geraldine Parsons Smith said, well, then you don't deserve to read newspapers. And to this day, I can't keep up with current events, okay? I'm sorry if I say the wrong thing. It's because I don't know how to read newspapers. I don't know how to read newspapers, okay?
Other than that, you look fabulous, okay? So then they're heading to the van to go to this winery, and Marley's trying to go, and everything is really cute. So Marley's alive. The dogs are alive, I think.
Marley's well, we having still a breakout seen Coco. Season. Breakout season
Marley, for Marley. Really is. Marley's getting in every damn scene. You're right. She's just always popping her or his little head up. There.
It's their head.
You know what? Don't dog cancel me, okay?
They're always getting their dog head in there. So they get into this van, and then Luann, who has now had this conversation with Ebony, is now really trying to overcorrect. So she's like, Oh, hello, sir. What's your name, Mr. Driver, who works for me? I'm just a humble lady. I may be a cabaret star, but I'm not too good to know who the person who will be in the front seat of this vehicle is. And what's your name?
I'm Chris.
Robert, so wonderful to meet you. I'm Luann. You can call me Mrs. De Lesseps if you want. I won't stop you. Easy peasy.
Hey, everyone. I've become friends with the driving maid. Everyone see that?
Driving maid? Could you take us to a winery? And of course, if you want to partake in the wine, you may do so on your own dime, of course, and sit far away from us. You don't want to be near us anyway.
So Sonia's like, oh, my. Miss Lesseps has come a long way, introducing herself as Luann to the driver. And then we see a classic clip of Bethany and Luann getting into a car and Bethany telling the driver,
Why'd you pull over here? You could have pulled over there. What's the matter? What's going on? What's happening? What did you do? All right, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it. This is Luann. This is Luann right here. Luann, say hi.
She's like, Bethany, I mean, it was totally awkward being introduced to the driver as Luann.
And meanwhile, the roles have now 100% reversed because I am still keeping up with the big shot. And occasionally someone will curse in front of Bethany and she'll be like,
she's cursing in front of me? Like, does she not know this is a job interview? Like, how could you be so fucking unprofessional to curse in front of me? Okay, like, I get it. Like, I can curse. You can't curse. Okay, you don't get to curse. Okay, because this is a job interview. Okay, so you don't curse. You don't even say my first name. Okay, you know what you say? You say, you cover your eyes and you say, lady. Okay, that's what you say. Okay, don't even look at me. Don't look at me.
So they get there. They're in the van driving over there, and someone's like, "Are we working out tomorrow?" And Leah asks if Garth is going to come over to train them. And Sonia's like, "Oh, come on, let's not say we're doing Garth. I'm so sick of hearing about Garth. How's you be working out with Garth? Garth."
Yeah. And then we see that we see like the root of Sonia's trauma with Garth, which is that she had to drive all the way out to the Hamptons with Luann, and Luann did not stop speaking about Garth the entire time, because we see them driving and she's like, oh, well, Garth, he's my COVID flirt. I mean, you know, he's from South Africa, which is in Africa on the southern part. I don't know if you know about that. Mm-hmm. And he has an absolutely lovely accent. I met him on Hinge. Mm. Literally, he was actually standing on a hinge. We're at Home Depot and I was like, sir, you're stepping on my hinge. And it turns out he was from South Africa. Did I mention he's from South Africa? He's too good to be true, right? Oh, he looks like a gladiator.
She's like, reel it in, Luann. Okay, get it in a hurry because we know where this one's going. He's out. Yeah, he's trash. Out.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Luann's like, well, here's what we're going to do today, girls. We're going to go to a winery, and that's going to be in Greenport. And then we're going to go to a store, hopefully that'll serve wine, while we're shopping, so that I can prove how much we're not drinking. Then we're going to a beer factory, then a vodka distillery, and then we're just going to jump in a ball cage. All the balls are filled with vodka. It's going to be a very fun day that I've planned for my girls.
And I feel totally comfortable with it, and you know I feel totally comfortable because my mouth has been full while I've been saying all these things, and I've spread crumbs over all of you. I'm not nervous at all. I'm just going to stuff my face a little bit more. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So Leah tells him that she got a dick pic last night, and Sonya goes, from someone you know?
No, just a
like, no, she's not looking for new. It's not like a Craigslist ad for new intern Sonya. Yes, it's for somebody she knows.
I also, by the way, I'm like a little over Leah just like tittering about how she got a dick pic as if it's like she's the first person to ever receive one. I just don't think it just feels like
she's
so
always trying to make her parents mad. She's yeah. It's like everything she says is just trying to make her parents mad. Like, I'm converting to Orthodox Judaism to make my dad mad. I got a dick pic. That's sure going to make him mad. And it's kind of cracking me up, that energy.
I had a cigarette last night, guys.
But then it's also the other ladies acting like, oh, so much sexual energy last night. Sex, sex, sex. I love Garth. Rugby, what? So sexy. Can't wait to have sexy times with him. And then she says, I got a dick pic last night. And they're like, what? And she's like, I would be so disgusted if a guy I knew thought it was appropriate to take a picture of his penis and send it to me. That's where I'm coming from. Don't you agree, driving servant?
Driving servant, have you ever sent anyone a picture of your penis? Just wondering, since we're basically friends and on the same level socially.
And Ramona goes, it's not elegant, okay? It's just not, it's not elegant.
I don't think that was ever up for debate, Ramona. So Leah goes, but like, what about you guys sending pictures to guys? I don't send pictures to guys. Not of my vajayjay, not of my boobs. Sometimes of my poster. It's a good picture. It's a good picture, and people have to know when I'm performing. But that's fair.
Sonya's like, gross, I would never. And Ebony says, listen, I don't even send my face, okay? Like, you're going to have, they all start cracking up. They're like, oh, they don't even know who they're dating yet.
So then the bus arrives at the winery, and Lou gets out. We have to talk about, by the way, Luann is wearing this vest that is, it sort of looks like a furry beehive. It's just like these like layers of like fur, but underneath it's like sequins. It's like, I don't know if I want to be a cabaret star or a glamorous old Hollywood, so I'll be a little bit of both. Happy birthday to you. Sorry, I thought the moment called for it.
And she gets out of the van as Luann would. We've arrived!
Everyone in the winery just like ducks under the tables.
So
charming. Whoa.
Guys, thank you so much for coming to the winery. You chose the best hour. I'm Lindsay, okay? Hey, listen here. You know what I need, Diane? I need a paper with the words on it that tells me what you guys have here, okay? Stupid lady. Did I do it right?
Excuse me, friend wine servant. Do you mind if I have some of that sparkling pink lemonade? Thank you so much. Thank you. And you can call me Luann this one time and then never again. Thank you.
And Leah's like, yeah, I hope that she's telling Ramona because the girls are walking around. She's like, I hope Luann is comfortable here. I mean, she's just 1 month sober. Oh, she's comfortable. She's fine. How do you know she's comfortable? Because she told me, guy. She's like, you know what? I'm so comfortable pink red wine. You know what? I just love wine. I'm so comfortable with that. I want to like put it down my throat and let it go into my stomach. I'm like so comfortable with it. Okay, I just want to kiss it. I want to. If wine was a man, I'd marry it. Okay, that's what she said.
So they all sit down at a table, and Luann goes and gets her bottle of faux rosé. And Leah is feeling like Luann is like trying really hard to prove that she'll be okay in a situation like this, but she seems to be a little concerned that Luann may be like pushing it a little bit too hard. So
yeah,
they're sitting there, and flights of wine arrive. And so Luann comes back from the van, and Sonia looks at her and goes, "You know, every time I see Luann, it looks like you're wearing Marley. It's like you just skinned my dog and put him on your chest. Isn't that hilarious? I should tell Marley about that. Marley, you would make a great vest."
Is it Morley or Marley, guy?
And Luann's like, "Well, you know, I just want to feel included, and my bottle makes me feel good." So Ebony's like, "Oh, Ramona, look at you. You just said something to the waitress by her name. You know, yeah. Good for you, Ramona." She goes, "You know what? Am I in trouble right now? Because you're talking to me in a tone that makes it seem like I'm in trouble, okay? You know what? Could you just talk to me later? Because I feel like I'm in trouble, okay? I'm having fun with you right now, okay? Can I just drink my wine and have some fun, guy?"
And Ebony goes, "You know what? The help comment, that was triggering for me. You know what? I'm sorry. Next time I'll call them servants, okay? I'm sorry I wasn't PC, okay?"
She's like, Can I share why? She's like, "Of course you can. You know what? You can share with me whatever you want about being wrong about how I talk to Diane, okay?"
"Well, my grandmother worked her whole life as a domestic." "Oh, so I'm sorry I offended your grandmother. Sorry, grandmother. Sorry. I hope you don't feel offended when you die. Sorry." "No, Ramona. So you know why the help is not the best way to refer to someone?" She goes, "Oh, I get it. But you know what though? Like, I hire people to help me. So to me, she helps me. Therefore, she's the help. Okay."
"You know what? And you know what's crazy? She didn't help much anyway. Okay. She left food on the floor of the dining room instead of in the kitchen. I should have called her. Not much help. Okay. I should have been, 'Hey, not much help. What's your food on the floor, guy?' Totally get it."
"Yeah. Is there anything offensive about that? Hiring the not much help, okay?" So Ebony's like, "Well, that's a very literal interpretation, so I can see how that would make sense in your crazy, crazy privileged brain. Thank you, okay? Because you know what? I normally do it all myself, okay? So normally I'm my own help, okay? I call myself my own help, right? That's what it is. Sorry."
"Yeah. You know what? I usually do it myself, and that's why I call myself themself, okay?"
"Well, I think that historically in our country, the help can make people feel devalued. And that's the feeling that I got." And Ramona goes, "You know what? I was just very excited having everyone there, and I never hire people, okay? In fact, the truth is, I've never even seen a servant before in my life. So if I quote the wrong thing, it's like sometimes I say the wrong thing because I don't know, because I've never hired a servant, okay? So I'm sorry, I didn't know. Thank you for teaching me."
Yeah, and she tells us, "I love the fact that Ebony is not condescending way. Why it's not right, okay? I get it, I'm not stupid, you know, but sometimes I have a slip of the tongue, which is why I call myself tongue slippers, you know, which sounds like house shoes for your mouth. What am I going to walk around the house in my mouth? No! It's charm, okay? Sorry."
"Here's to hospitality assistance, okay?" So Ebony's like, "Okay, well, yeah, and here's to the frontline workers, too." It's like, okay.
She's getting it all in there.
Yeah, Ebony. Sure.
So Leah's like, "Yeah, you know what? It's like crazy that we're even like living through this. I mean, we're all going to get it if we haven't. I mean, like, you know, you've had it, Ebony. And like, Ramona, you said that you had the antibodies or something, right?" And she goes, "Yeah, you know what? I had it, but I didn't know I had it. Okay, here's what happened. I was in Boca with my ex and my daughter/twin/best friend Avery. And then they opened up the Boca Beach Resort and someone told me they were testing. And I go, 'You know what? I'm not going to test. That's it. Okay, sorry. I'm not going to take a test. Guy, but I did, and then it turned out I had COVID. That's it. It's the whole story. No more questions. Thank you. Everybody go home, guy."
Because as we all know, the most reliable place to find out about your medical state is to go to the Boca Beach Resort, okay? So Leah's like, "And then you donated the blood plasma, right?" Because Leah's like really hung up on this blood plasma story that I think literally zero people care about. And I think most people don't even remember. But Leah, it's like a real be in Leah's bonnet. Because as you said, and as we've said in the past, that basically when Leah's around Ramona, Ramona becomes Leah's mother, and she cannot help herself. she cannot help.
She just wants to fight about everything. No one believes, nobody believes that Ramona donated plasma. But there's not one single person in the world who believes it, right? And you know what? I say thank you. I'm grateful. I don't think we need Ramona's
plasma.
I'm personally grateful. Whenever you need a blood transfusion, like, that's my worst nightmare, is getting Ramona's blood. So...
You know what? I did donate my plasma, okay? And now I don't have a TV, okay? I'm sorry. I made a sacrifice, okay?
And so now I'm watching TV on books. It's really hard, guy.
So, yeah, Leah's like, so then you donated plasma? And Sonya goes, no, she didn't. It wasn't on Instagram. She's like, you know what? They took something when I went to the center, okay? And they said I have very strong antibodies, okay? I've got very, very strong antibodies, okay? That came from the hospitality assistants at the Boca Beach Resort. They all told me I have strong antibodies, okay?
Leah's like, but you don't just have to go, like, once. You have to, like, go again and again. Like, you have to do it multiple times, okay? And she's like, yeah, but you know what? I did it once because my auntie's body is very strong, okay? If you don't like it, then call up my auntie and tell her to stop doing pilots, okay?
And so then there's a headline that says, like, Ramona Singer reveals she and her daughter Avery tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies, and they have since donated their plasma. And she goes, you know what? Because we went there, okay? We went to the center. We went to the Boca Beach Resort Medical Center of Southern Florida, okay? Donated, okay?
It was the Boca Beach Resort Blood Plasma. Your aunt has a strong body center, okay? That's it. And Leah just keeps trying to catch her, and Ramona's trying to answer her in a way that's telling the truth but still making her sound right, which she's not doing at all. Because she's like, did you donate or not? We went to the center. Did you donate or not? It was plasma. Did you donate or not? You know what? I got a mint on my pillow. That's why I always go back.
That's how you know I donated. They gave me a mint on the pillow, okay? And you know what? I actually am very body positive. So I don't know this idea that you think I'm anti-body, because I'm very pro bodies, okay? So she's like, you know what? I got tested and I have strong antibodies. And then Leah's like, well, I don't want to have an argument with you, which is hilarious because she's literally creating a ridiculous argument. And she goes, I just want to know if you lied about donating blood plasma. I don't lie. Okay? I don't lie. I just told you what I did. Stop. I don't like it, okay? I don't like this right now.
She's like, but you're obviously lying. Come on. So she's like, I just wanted to know if you lied about donating the blood plasma. You know what? Stop. She's like, I'm not going to stop because there are some people who can't even donate their blood plasma, okay? And I think if you didn't, you should be like, I made a mistake. She's like, I don't care. You know what? This isn't even bothering me. Look. Food's just flying out. It's like, it doesn't even bug me. God.
So Ebony's like, well, it sounds like she said she didn't donate it. You know, I gave my statement to the press and no further questions, okay? Sorry. So then she starts talking about how Leah's always trying to pick a fight. And Leah thinks that Ramona is just trying to make herself look better after her shitty behavior and now wants to act like a charitable woman. No, Leah. She doesn't want to. She doesn't even realize she had shitty behavior, okay? So she doesn't realize she had shitty behavior, so she can't be compensating for it. She's just Ramona. And if you said Ramona got tested and then they said we need to take some more blood to check it, in her mind, she thinks she's just donated blood. She's donated blood to the center for them to test, okay? It's as clear as day to me.
Also, the way that this whole thing started at the reunion was Dorinda and Leah were coming for Ramona for not taking COVID seriously, right? And so they're like, you're not even wearing a mask. You're going on vacation. You're going to Boca. And Ramona goes, oh, yeah, well, I went to Boca and I wasn't wearing a mask in that picture because I have the antibodies. And they're like, no, you don't. She goes, yes, I do. You know how I know? Because I went and got tested. They even took my antibodies because they wanted it. They were like, well, these are such good antibodies. Will you donate some? So it's like, sure. And so it all came from this stupid little lie Ramona was telling. And now it's become this huge headline that Ramona has donated her plasma like she's a saint. And it just came from her trying to do this. this whole thing with Leah at the reunion, and it's hilarious that it snowballed into this.
I know. And so so Leah's now, of course, totally infuriated, and she's like, this is like propaganda. You're spinning this. It's like a big deal. It's a big deal. Whatever you say, Leah, whatever you say, stupid face, okay? Luann goes, well, it's something you shouldn't lie about. I mean, why? Why would you lie about it?
Of course. And Sonia says, you know what? Either you saw a big bag of blood next to you or you didn't. Did you? I mean, we've all been there. And Ebony's like, but she just said right now that she didn't. I mean, that's what I heard. Did anybody else hear that? You know what? You're looking at me angry. And you did this, Ramona. This is your mistake. This is nobody else's. And Ramona gets all pissed off and gets up. And she's like, why are you always challenging me? You know what? Like, you remember when you did this to me? Middle finger? You remember that? You remember that? That was just disgusting, okay? That was disgusting of you.
You're spitting your food everywhere. You know what? I'm really upset now, okay? I'm trying to like you, but now I don't like you, okay? And then Luann, who has proclaimed that she and Ramon are just great friends, never misses an opportunity to just pile on. She goes, well, I don't understand why you're getting all defensive, Ramona. What's wrong with you? Where are your antibodies now, bitch, huh?
So Ramona stalks off, and Leah's like, it's not like I'm being the COVID police. You're lying. It's like, you're a mean girl, okay? Diana, get me out of here, Diana, okay?
You know what? The best way to handle Leah is just ignore her and just walk away and shit in a closet, okay? So then Leah's like, no one's backing me up in the group. Like, not one of you guys are backing me up, and it's fucked up. And it's just like, so I'm just like, why are we in trouble? Like, why is anyone obligated to back up Leah on this fakakta argument that she's trying to start at this vineyard?
Yeah, so Ebony's like, listen, we just have different ways of going about it. I mean, you just like, bah, 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 bah. I like to ask questions and then, you know, eventually get her comfortable with telling the truth. Okay, yeah. That's how it's done. And Leah's just like, whatever.
And then so also, like right before that, what's hilarious is that now, because Ebony goes, listen, she admitted it. She's embarrassed. And Luann goes, she's embarrassed. You embarrassed her. And then Sonia goes, you're very confrontational. When 2 seconds ago, they're like, why would you lie? Why? Why? Oh, you're embarrassing her. You're embarrassing this poor soul. Ramona, you're a terrible person for lying about your antibodies. Leah, what terrible things for you to say.
Yeah, they're very like, cheer the boxing match and put bets down on a boxing match and then leave it like, did you see that man hit that other man? I mean, it was so bloody. It was awful. It was just horrible to sit through.
Yeah, they just basically will, they're just going to make people feel bad about whatever, whoever's in front of them, they're just going to take the side of, how can we shame you right now? Okay. Yeah. So Luann's like, well, I'm going to go after Ramona and see if she's crying because that would just be absolutely wonderful. Ha! So
I mean, sometimes Instagram content just hits you in the face, doesn't it? I'll be back, girls. So she goes in, she's like, Ramona, Ramona. It's like right by the cash register. This place is maybe 3 feet big, right? And she's like, Ramona.
Has anyone seen a frantic older woman? Yay, hi. Anyone? Anyone seen this woman?
You know what? Luann, I'm on the toilet for Christ's sake, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, just relax.
So, she goes, do you need help? I have diarrhea, Luann! Luann tells the lady who works there, she's like, I'm so sorry you had to hear that.
I'm terribly sorry. She's like, don't worry, I've been smelling it for the past 10 minutes. Don't worry about me hearing it. I've heard quite enough already.
Yeah.
So then Luann comes back. Luann's like, well, you gave her diarrhea. She's literally shitting her pants. I was like, what a great friend. What a wonderful friend.
Leah's like,
well, girls, then the reviews are in. Ramona shat her pants at the vineyard. Let's see the real-time Yelp reviews. North Fork Vineyard is delightful except for the smell of rampant diarrhea and an old lady in the restroom. Well, I guess the news is spreading quickly.
So Leah's like, she needs to go to a doctor already. I mean, you cannot be sitting here slurping down oysters and like rosé when you have IBS. Okay. It's a disaster. So then Luann goes back into Ramona's
out. Ramona comes out. So she stands
yeah,
away
she's still
them.
Just like, so she's still just talking to Ramona and she's like, are you okay? And Ramona's like, you know what? I had to do some documents. Okay.
She just has to do documents. It's something that one does.
Documents.
You know what? My document assistants aren't here, so I'm going to do it myself. Because, you know, I do everything myself, including documents, okay?
I just had to spend a moment with the myself, okay?
And she goes, you know what? He's always attacking me, okay? I'm not just going to sit there, okay? I'm going to sit on a toilet instead, okay? You know what? She's impudent. Is that the word? I'm like, actually, it is the word. That is the word, Ramona. You did it.
She's a real bitch, in case I got it wrong, okay? It's like, well, it's they're over it, okay? Wait. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Is it safe in there? Is it safe to go in there?
Ronnie, I believe that you undersold the melodramatic way that Ramona said that she's a bitch, okay? Because she didn't just say she's a real bitch. She goes, you know what? I'm not guilty of anything. You know what I'm guilty of? You know what? Opening my house to her again, okay? She's a real bitch.
Oh, so then back at the table, Ebony is telling Sonia that she plays a really good mediator, and Ramona comes back. She goes, you what? I'm going for a stroll. A document stroll. Okay.
Document stroll. I'm going to docu-sign my stroll, okay? So then she goes off with Sonia, and Leah's like, oh, I love how it's like turning me into the enemy when she didn't tell the truth. And Sonia's like, stop, okay? I need to hold her hand. She's licking her wounds. And Sonia basically says that she loves Leah, that she speaks her mind, but sometimes she gets onto a soapbox and, you know, starts wagging her finger. Which is hilarious because it's actually Sonia who is literally wagging and screaming her finger off at the end of the episode on a soapbox about Wells Fargo.
So she's like, oh, Ramona, you're in a real quagmire. And Ramona's like, you know what? That girl's a liar. She's constantly making up stories. And I'm not succumbing to her impotence, okay? You know what? I've worked too hard to settle for a penis that doesn't work properly. Guys!
Well, you know, it's all cancellation cause. These cancellation cancellation carnival, cancellation
cancellation cars, cancellation car,
Garth cancellation coop up. It's a quagmire.
Cancellation candy. Yeah. Cancellation quagmire.
And Ramona just keeps going. I don't want to go to quag. I already said don't want to go to quag.
Yeah, but it's cancellation, isn't it? Yeah, but you know what? Diana's nicer to me, and I don't even like her. These days, everyone wants to cancel everything. I mean, without proof of anything. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Quagmire, quagmire, quagmire.
They want to cancel you. They want to cancel your credit card. They want to cancel your electricity. They want to cancel your internet. I'm like, that's just not paying bills.
Yeah, but you know what? What is she going on safari? Okay. She looks like a freaking zebra with the animal print. She goes, yeah, but so do you, Ramona. She has 10 prints on. So do you have 10 prints on. I have leopard and leopard, okay? This is two different leopards. She goes, and your glasses. That's the third print. Oh, gosh. I hope nobody cancels those glasses. Cancellation quagmires. That's what I'm saying.
And then Ramona also goes, you know what? I try to be nice to her. I heat up the pool to 95 degrees. I'm like, oh, that's... She's really rolling out the red carpet. So then...
What is Sonia even talking about with cancellation? Where did she get that in her mind?
I don't know. I think maybe when Ebony started talking about like the help or whatever. I think like... Sonia has a vague idea. She's heard like this buzzword and she knows it's somehow connected to being PC and saying the right thing or the wrong thing, but she doesn't really know how it all works. So she just kind of spurring it out.
She's basically saying like, oh, Leah, I get why you're mad because Leah's trying to get you canceled over your COVID stuff or something.
Yeah.
But I have no idea. She just keeps saying canceled and Ramona's screaming and yelling about prints.
And she's like, it's two prints. Okay. You know, and then she just screams. She just lets out a scream and everyone at the winery is like, what the fuck? She's like, I feel better now. Okay. And Luann hears and goes, whoa, whoa. Wow, do I have a fan here that's screaming for me? Hello, I'm over here. Autographs later.
And Ebony says, well, I'm glad everyone cleared the air. I mean, I heard that screaming, so I guess that's clear. And Luann goes, except for the bathroom.
I'm so sorry you had to hear that. Everyone, I apologize.
So Sonia and Ramona are walking back, and there's this, you know, odd little man sitting there with a heart-shaped bald spot, which I've never seen, but I want one.
It was like heart-shaped. A monk from, like, 1238, you know? Like, it was from the middle, like, Friar Tuck was sitting there. And Sonia goes, oh, we got hot guys over here.
And he's like, you got an amazing body. To anyone who thinks guys get classier as you age, here you go.
Or in the Hamptons.
The heart-shaped bald spot man. He's like, amazing body. You're hot. She goes, oh, you like my body? Oh, are you single? Okay. Are you single? Because the myself is ready to mingle, guy.
He goes, absolutely. He's like, yeah, I am. She's like, of course he's single. What sort of married guy would say something like that? I'm like, have you seen any man on Bravo ever?
So Sonia comes back to the table and she's like, guys, this man just told me I had an amazing body and he doesn't even know who I am.
And Luann goes, what man? She's like so mad. She's like, well, we'll see what he has to say when a cabaret star goes strutting by. Hit it, boys. Walking front of heart-shaped bald man, strutting my stuff. Because I'm hot too.
So Ebony's like, okay, listen. You know what, Ramona? It was a good conversation we had, right? Ramona's like, yes, you know what? I just want to say, Ebony, thank you for being so calm. You know, I really appreciate the help. Oh my God. Canceled! Canceled, Ramona! Canceled, Quagmire. That's a canceled Quagmire.
Ramona goes, you know what I like about you? You explain yourself in a way that's not aggressive or confrontational. I was like, you just know Ebony was like, we're just going to table that one for the next conversation.
Yeah. Take our wins where we get today. Yeah. Oh, God. So Sonia's like, well, you know, my only problem is that you got in the pool and we didn't get to talk about our girl's grandmother's dying.
Oh, you know, because we care about our girls and their grandmas who are dying right now, right now at this moment.
Oh, God. And so Ebony is actually kind of perfect for this group because she's just ignoring them and, like, taking all the food and putting it in a napkin so she can take it to go.
She's like, free fucking lobster rolls. She's like, I've seen these girls on TV. I know I'm totally allowed to do this. And they're just like, and she's like, this is going in the Birkin, bitch. She was lobster rolling her Birkin bag.
And we get a clip of the famous Sonia's, I'm not leaving the lobsters. That's not who I am. Putting lobsters in her purse.
The amount of lobsters in bags on this show is pretty amazing. So now they're, and on top of that, they're also like chugging the last of their wine before they get in the van to go shopping. So they do that. They get into the van. And now it's like 5:40 PM and Sonia is now she's drunk. She's officially drunk and she's just saying stuff. She looks at Ebony and she's like, I like your arm cleavage. It's clean. It's clean. It's clean. Ebony's like, thank you.
Oh, and Sonia's saying, you know what? I don't even know where we are, actually. My boots are Italian, I'll tell you that much. Hey, who are you talking to, Lou, on your phone? Gareth. If I have to hear Gareth one more time, I'm going to kill myself if I hear that.
And everyone's like, Goth. And Luann's like, yeah, it's a cowboy name, okay? It's like, giddy up, going over there on the county, going across the field right now, you know, right across the plains. And they just cut to Ebony, and she's just like, silent, like, okay, I've hit my capacity. This is it. How do I get out of this car?
So now they get to the next place, and Ramona's like, you know what, Sonia? You should just leave the wine in the van. She's like, what are you, the wine police?
Yeah, and she goes, you're cutting me off. You can't even walk. Because Ramona kind of like stumbles out of the van. So they go walk. Yeah,
Ramona, they're walking on the sidewalk, and Ramona goes, it's a slippery slope. Okay. So they go into the store, and Leah, it's funny to watch what they all gravitate towards too. Luann goes straight towards the giant shoulders, and Leah goes straight to the blanket section. She just starts picking out like 10 blankets.
And then Sonia sort of has she's so passive aggressive. She goes, oh, everything is beige. I love it. So just beige in here. So Luann then has a groundbreaking discovery. She goes, you know, there's
Nothing quite like shopping to make a girl feel good about life in general. Who would have thought about how comforting it could be? Who would have thought? Wow, I never would have thought that going shopping would be a great distraction from the pain and misery in your life.
So then they go to another store, and Ramona's like, you know what? I'm going to buy sage here because we should sage the house before Heather gets here. And Sonia's like, why is she invited? She invited her, Ramona. And Leah's like, that girl's going to be a fucking punching bag. I hope she knows that, you know?
And Ramona goes, you know what? Leah's getting me all stirred up, okay? And now I'm like second guessing. You're saying that, like, Heather said this, Heather said that. And now I'm second guessing myself because of Leah. Like, it was a silly podcast. Like, who cares, okay?
And Ebony says she's excited to shuck oysters because she hasn't done that since her Hooters days. And Ramona goes, well, you used to work at Hooters? You know what? I bet you got big tit, okay? Because big tit equals big tits.
Was I the only one who was surprised that they shuck oysters at Hooters? I didn't know that they had an oyster option at Hooters, let alone freshly shucked ones. So, also, by the way,
I was as shocked as you. Usually when I go there, I'm just so entranced by the boobs. Just love them. I'm like, hey, guys, you want to go down and look at some boobs? Come on, let's do it. The boobs.
Does this mean that, like, Britney was shucking oysters at her Hooters? Like, hey, 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 we got fancy clams here on the half shells.
Okay, so then they're shopping for evening gowns, and the guy that works there is like, y'all, you can take off your mask here. She's like, that's nice to say because they were coming off anyway, sir.
Yeah.
You're talking to the Real Housewives of New York. I can't even believe they were on. Okay.
I know.
So Luann's getting like some huge shoulder top thing. And Ramona looks down and Sonia's wearing Luann's fur. And Sonia's like, well, I guess I'll just wear this if Garth is going to be there.
Yeah. She's going on and on about Garth. And Leah's saying how basically she's like, I don't know if Sonia is jealous because she wants Luann, like she wants, like the Garth is taking Luann away from her, or she's jealous because Luann has a Garth and Sonia doesn't have one. I think it could be just all of the above. So Luann's like, Sonia Rita, do you like this top? Do you want it? It's cheap. It's cheap. It's Garth buying. Listen, I like to spoil Sonia, right? Because, you know, when she's feeling a certain way, it helps her cheer up. And it also just reestablishes the fact that I'm just like a little bit above her. So I'm going to buy her this crazy black shirt with poofy shoulders. And then we'll both wear them and look ridiculous at the same time.
So then they go to a restaurant. And Luann's like, well, the bar is ours. It's very private. Isn't this fantastic? It's amazing. What a fantastic bar. This is, I'll be right back, girls. And she goes outside and starts sucking down a cigarette. She's like, this is very difficult. I'm having a moment. I just can't give up all my vices, can I? I mean, like, why are you taking them to bar after bar, you poor thing? It's like me being like, hey, guys, business meeting at the Golden Corral. Okay.
But also, I just love the way she's so excited and just saying, oh, it's a private bar just for us. Just our own special private bar. As if they shut down, like, a super crowded restaurant, you know, and just like shut down the whole restaurant for them. I'm like, no. They have not had people in there in 9 months. They're like, this is not a private thing that was shut down and kept open just for you. It was opened up for you. And like, because they're desperate for business, right? But I just love how she's acting as if like they're getting special VIP treatment because
I did this.
It's like, no, they. Bravo was like, do you want to know what it's like to have customers again? They're like, yes, please, please. Which is no way to slight the real struggles that restaurateurs are going through. By the way, I also want to say, before we go any further, it was about a week or two ago, I talked about on how on Roni, the women were talking, and then NBC put up this like promo for a new Jurassic Park roller coaster down below. It's called the Velocicoaster. And I'm just joking about how like how appropriate that is for Roni to have a bunch of velociraptors running around on the bottom of the screen. So at this commercial break that was right before this, I caught the end of a commercial right before we came back to air. And it was a commercial for the Velocicoaster. And in case there was any debate about whether or not it was inspired by Real Housewives of New York as much as Jurassic Park, The tagline for the roller coaster was, "Let yourself whoa." Whoa, let yourself whoa. Where? There's a velociraptor coming. Whoa, let yourself whoa.
Oh my God. So they're ordering oysters, and Sonya's like, "I want shrimps too. And Ebony goes, "But not shrimpy other things, right? Because you like, you know, you like big dicks." And she's like, No, I don't like a big dick. You know, big dicks are a nuisance. Okay, at my age,
And they all crack up. Also, Sonya was like, she was like, they're ordering. She goes, "But two of my girls are drinking, so I want to be sensitive to that. I'll have a rosé."
So then Ebony tells him, "You know, I'm having so much fun. I'm not really used to hanging around this many white women. You know, I'm just being honest." And Sonya goes,
"Be honest. It's a lot."
We are a lot. And in case anyone needed further evidence that there are a lot, we do cut back to Luann just smoking like...
Yeah.
Just like trauma smoking in the corner, as you mentioned. So so then Ramona's like, "You know what, Ebony, I want to know, why did you disappear the other night? Okay." And Ebony's basically saying how, you know, like she just got into her, I don't know, I wrote a word, I don't understand what she said. Like, she just was like, "You guys
she was just tired." She was just tired, basically. She didn't want to be a party pooper and be like, "I'm going to bed." So then Lee and Lou are now talking at the other end of the bar. And Lee's like, "Well, I just had a strong urge. I had to take a moment, you know? So, you know, thank God I have the lose." Thank God for that. Just like pouring it, drinking it out of the bottle. And Leah's like, "Do you really think like drinking that out of a wine glass is helping?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah, it helps. Oh, it helps. It helps.
Look, I'm already getting calmer. Look. You know, one of the great things about this is that I'm using a beverage to calm my nerves. I'm really growing here."
She's like, "Well, I don't think you're going to like this, but I think that doing it like this might be hurting you." She goes, "Oh, well, look at you. You're having a mocktail." She's like, "Well, just hear me out. I mean, I think like you having to have a wine glass with something like champagne, I mean, maybe that's keeping you attached to it." She goes, "Well, I could say the same thing for you and your little glass of things." She's like, "It's a seltzer with grapefruit juice. So, I mean, look, obviously this isn't making you calm." She goes, "But I feel like I'm part of things. Look at me being a part of things. Aren't we having fun, girls? What a fabulous night and a fabulous bar. Poofy sleeves.
Aren't we all having such a great time now that I'm here with my fose and Leah's practically fallen off the wagon with her quote unquote seltzer and grapefruit juice? Am I right? A mocktail. Would you believe it, girls?"
Leah's like, "I just don't think she's getting it." So then they go to the table to eat, and Sonya's like, "I want the biggest steak in the house. I'm gonna follow my girl. That's Ebony. Oh. She's my girl. Don't cancel me."
They have a.
I'd like a steak. Cancel the potato. No, I do not cancel the potatoes.
"I like a cooked medium cancellation, please. Thank you." So Luann's like, "Oh, they have a potato leek soup. I love that. What do you girls think? I mean, don't trust Leah. She's on a mocktail."
And Sonya goes, "I want something with a big bone. Is that PC?
Leah's like, "Why wouldn't it be PC? Well, you wouldn't understand. You're high off of your mocktail."
"Well, I just want to be myself. I don't want to be a cancel constellation."
And he's like, "Nobody's going to cancel you." Oh, that's the phrase I was trying to think of before. Cancel culture. Wow.
And Ramona goes, "Why would we want to cancel culture?"
"No, cancel culture is when there's a pandemic and you have to cancel your tour dates."
And Ebony's like, "We don't want to cancel culture, Ramona, but cancel culture can cancel individuals, you know? And, you know, they feel out of line with culture, but we don't do that in this group, do we? We talk." "Yes, we do. And if we have problems, you know what? We press one for the help. You know what?"
"You know what? I actually kind of understand cancel culture because Diane did such a bad job helping me out that I actually had to cancel her, okay? And I had to get her out of my house."
So Sonya's like, "You know what? I feel one with the people.
I mean, I love Leah and Lou for not drinking, and I wasn't even drinking before, but I drank a few times, and I was like, why aren't I drinking? You know what I mean?
Can we also comment on the fact that Lou and Sonia are both wearing their new black top they just bought? So they're both are wearing it. Like, they're just so excited. They have to wear it. And Sonia's just put hers over her white shirt that she's wearing before. So she looks just like a pilgrim, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're both wearing
a very, very drunk pilgrim.
Like, I feel like not enough attention has been paid to the fact that they're wearing identical black tops with poofy shoulders.
Yeah. It's just a show. You know, there's so many things that you don't even have to comment on because it's just this fucking show. I like that when we go over the trailers at the beginning of the season, we're like, why is Sonia dressed like a pilgrim? And now we find out why.
Yeah.
They were just trying to make her feel better about Garth.
Yeah.
So Ebony's like, oh, Sonia, well, I don't want you to feel pressured to drink just because I'm drinking. And she goes, I don't feel pressured to drink. And the man goes, does she look pressured to you?
So then, so Sonia was like, I love Leah and Lou for both not drinking, and I wasn't even drinking before, but what happens, I drank a few times, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna drink. And so Ramona just takes her drink, which is like, you know what, you need some food. No, okay, you need some food. So
don't put it next to me, please, because she puts it right in front of Luann.
And Sonia goes, I don't want to be canceled.
So, and Leah's like, guys. We need to plan tomorrow for our little friend, okay? First of all, I'm going to look up everything that Heather said, and I'm going to tell you. And Ramona's like, oh, my God, I was just having fun, okay? What are we going to do this now? It's just dawn.
And so she starts reading it. She's like, Heather Thompson on Sonia Morgan's new face. I like the first one better. And Sonia goes,
well, guess what? I've got a brand, and I like all of my faces.
I mean, that's how you defend yourself, to be honest. Also, by the way, I love that, like, Leah, the first time in the history of Housewives, has decided not to do this off camera. You know, like, instead of doing a group text of how they're just going to gang up on someone, she's just like, fuck it, I'm doing it on camera at dinner. Who the hell cares? So, so Luann's like, well, where does she get off talking about us like that? Last time I checked, she didn't have a cabaret. She didn't even have a sing-along. She didn't even have a karaoke bar. She didn't even have a cassette player. Ha!
Leah's like, oh, by the way, Luann, you, she said there's nothing authentic about you and you were doing drugs.
Oh, those were the days, am I right? And she tells us, well, Heather and I had been cool. I even had lunch with her before we came to the Hamptons. And let's roll it back. She's like, oh, look at us having lunch before we go to the Hamptons.
And Heather goes, so Lou, tell me what's going on with Cabaret. I never got to see it. I never got the invite. I was like, oh, I miss those Heather Thompson, like, passive-aggressive barbs that just come straight at you. Oh, it's going to be good next week.
Well, my first instinct is to call her and say, you are uninvited. But on the other hand, we should let her come and really give it to her, girls. Who the hell does that bitch think she is?
So, a cabaret star scorned is a cabaret star, I don't know. Scorned. So then tomorrow they're going to be working out with Garth. They're talking about what they're going to do tomorrow. They're going to be working out with Garth and shucking oysters. And Sonia's like, are we talking about Garth again? Garth, Garrett. I mean, what's his name anyway? And Luann's like, whoa. Oh, you mentioned Garth. Oh, great. Should we FaceTime him? Should we, girls? Should we?
Oh, I don't want to see Garth. I'm done with Garth. I've had enough Garth. Garth, 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 Garth. It's always Garth.
Oh, hi, Garth. She
goes, oh, Jesus, he picks up on the first ring.
And then Sonia's like turning away because she's like, everyone say hi to Garth. And she's like turning away like, no, I'm not. I will not indulge this Garth FaceTime.
And Ramona gets into the phone and she's like, thank you for making my girl smile.
Okay.
And he's like, whoa, is that Ramona?
Okay, Schnookums, text me in the morning, okay?
Leah wakes up at 8:30. Shut up, Ramona.
So she's like, look, I can be on the phone with the guy too. Look at this. Look at me dialing my phone. Hi, William. Hi.
And it's some gay guy, obviously. He's like, hey, girl, the shoulder pads. You look fantastic. You look amazing, bitch.
And meanwhile, Luann's like, did you see that man? I mean, he's the real deal. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about Garth some more.
Sonny goes, okay, yeah, I do look fabulous. Okay, bye. Bye, totally straight person who's into me. And so she puts down her phone, and Leah goes, he's still on, Sonia.
And by the way, she hangs up on him while he's talking, and then she didn't even hang up on him.
Yeah.
So Ebony's like, oh, I feel like I'm in like Alice in Wonderland right now, which honestly, I think Alice in Wonderland was a lot more sane than this dinner. So Sonia's like, I have my own connections of how things work, and people don't understand. We need to protect the poor because stocks are going up, poor are getting poor, the homeless are getting homeless lure, and this guy is a supplier of diversity. We did AIDS BSAs together. AIDS.
Supplier of diversity. AIDS. LGBT. AIDS.
You know what?
She's Leah's out like, of oh my God.
What matters is my cause. Not what they're saying or whatever. What matters is what I bring back. I raise millions of dollars for AIDS. Everyone's like, oh, God. And the waiters and waitresses are just still serving in the middle of all this. You just know they're like, what the fuck? We opened for this shit show.
Yeah. And Leah's like, you know, there comes a point where alcohol just stops working and like people are not more fun anymore. And then Sonia's like, hello, William. she's got fucking this guy on the phone again.
And Ramona's trying to like change the vibe. I mean, look at this swordfish. Whoa. Look at this sword. Look, Sonia, swordfish. Swordfish. Whoa. It's a fish with a sword. Sonia, huh? Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a. Ding-a-ling-a.
Oh, yeah. Diversity. William J.P. Morgan. You should shut the fuck up, Ramona, all right?
Hi. So Ramona's like, you know what? If I were acting like you, I'd want you to be a friend to me and say, Ramona, stop drinking and stop looking so ageless. It's amazing how beautiful you look when you're wasted right now. How can I get some tips on how to have skin like yours when you're wasted, Ramona? That's what I want you to say to me. Okay?
Shut up, Ramona. Shut up, AIDS, Ramona. I've helped AIDS. Hey, now, William, you speak, William. Go.
And he just goes, it's like a pause, and he goes,
she cues
him. Are you okay?
So then Ebony, because Ebony's also kind of drunk. I don't think she shows her drunkenness as much. But so she takes the phone. She's like, oh, I want to talk. Oh, William, I have to say, I love what J.P. Morgan Chase has been doing for the wealth gap. And also, I have my mortgage with Chase. So, you know, that's awesome. And everyone's, you know what? Wells Fargo has better rates. Shut the fuck up!
No, she's right. Wells Fargo does have better rates, but Chase is opening doors for my people, and I want to honor that.
Hey, shut the fuck up, Ramona! Shut the fuck up, Ramona!
And she shoves her, and Ramona's like, Stop. You want to talk about Wells Fargo? It's not my family. It's not J.P. Morgan. What's wrong with
you? You want to insult my fucking family, Ramona?
And it's like, to be continued.
And I was like, wow. Oh, my God. And then next week, it's like, Heather joins. And Luann's like, well, you said that I'm fake and inauthentic. And Heather's like, yeah, that's true. okay, everyone, like, if you're feeling like the season is like not working, I'm just say be open to the fact that it actually is working now. Because sometimes if you go into an episode and you feel like if your mindset is this isn't funny, things will not be funny to you. But if you like have your mindset like, oh, this is great, you will realize how great it is. So I know it's totally back.
I was laughing. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being with us today. Tomorrow, we're back with, guess what? The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Big season premiere. Okay. I had a dream about Kyle Richards last night, so I'm scared for myself, but it also means that the Bravo PR machine is really working overdrive. I got incepted with Kyle Richards, guys.
Oh,
Gross.
I'm sorry.
She literally stole your dream. So Kyle Richards is still at it, even Kyle, in our dreams.
You're supposed to be in Halloween, not Nightmare on Elm Street. Stop it.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie,
she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
We're a fan of Michael Land.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking violet. Violet Kuchar, we love you guys.